We want to welcome you back to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. And with me, as usual, in the studio today is my co-host, Dr. Les Olala, who is the Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College. And today we have a kind of a fun topic to talk about, and I want to introduce this by reflecting on a kind of a prank that you played on me, and you got my secretary and a whole number of others involved here. Back a couple of years ago, I was scheduled to speak at a youth retreat. Remember that?
Yes.
Over at Kev Shtek.
Yes.
And I'd forgotten about what the topic was, and you and the secretaries put together a brochure. And maybe you could tell the nice people a little bit about what you put on that brochure.
Well, what we did, we put the whole brochure together like it was a camp brochure. And
I still have it.
Yeah, he was thinking he was speaking at a teen retreat, and we put a grandmother's retreat brochure together and put it on his desk.
And then the sessions that you guys came up with, losing it at bingo and controlling it for a general session, I don't know how that one works. How to stay awake in church, communicating with infants.
Yeah, we had several different topics. And so Doc Horn came in and said, what do you say at a grandmother's retreat? I said, well, that happened to me last year. I said, I thought I was doing a teen thing, and I ended up, they didn't have enough teens, so they did a grandmother's thing. So we had him going there for a day or two, and it was a lot of fun. We put this brochure together, what to bring and what not to bring.
What to bring. Pictures of grandchildren. All medications, sweaters, knitting needles, magnifying glass, denture cream and containers, Afghan and quilt.
Well, that was fun. It was a reminder of really the love that we have for the senior saints. I have worked with senior saints for a number of years, and we thought it would be kind of a fun thing to pull on you.
Well, it was. I'll never forget. But that kind of launches us into what we want to talk about today a little bit. You know, you asked me at the beginning of our morning together as we came in to do some recording today what I thought the greatest unused resource was.
Greatest unused natural resource. You know, we have oil crises. We have a lot of problems today. The greatest unused natural resource is the senior saint.
You know, I was thinking copper because you were from copper country, so I was expecting to hear copper or you know, some kind of mineral, and here we come with this. But it is true. It's absolutely true. I mean, there are literally hundreds of thousands of them in our churches across the country that are basically not being utilized for the Lord.
Well, you think they still have health. They still have vision. They still mm-hmm. have strength. And sadly, many are just not being used.
Mm-hmm.
And for various reasons. But I wrote an article quite some time ago for a magazine called The Untouched Resource in our churches. And, of course, I put some humorous things in the beginning. How do you know when you're getting old? Everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. Get winded playing chess. These are things I got from a missionary newsletter. You sink your teeth into a steak and they stay there. Look forward to a dull evening. Your knees buckle but your belt won't. These hurt too much personally.
I was going to say, I'm almost there, and I'm not even 50 yet, and I could probably relate to a lot of those descriptions.
But now that I am, I was not a senior saint when I wrote this article, but now
I am
a senior saint, it is much more clear. But I think in this article I had written that 66% of the world's greatest work has been done by people past the age of 60.
Hmm.
Earl of Hasberg wrote the Revised Law of England, 20 volumes, after he was 90 years old.
Wow.
Galileo, 73, would have made some of the greatest discoveries. Socrates began to study music and he was 80.
Hmm.
Some of you think you wish you had taken piano lessons. It's not too late. Moses, 80 years old when God called him to lead the children out of Egypt. Daniel was 90 years old when he was cast into the den of lions. Hudson Taylor was 70, was still opening new fields for the gospel in China.
Right.
Tennyson wrote The Crossing of the Bar at age 83. John Wesley preached every day at the age of 88.
Wow.
Benjamin Franklin went to France in the service of his country when he was 78 and wrote his autobiography when he was over 80. General Douglas MacArthur said, people grow old by deserting their ideals.
Hmm.
And if any place ought to utilize the strength that we have sitting in this generation is the local church. And I thought it would be good for us to address this need. My wife and I did a senior saints retreat this past fall, and I spoke on the topic of temptations that seniors face. What are some of the great temptations?
Because you don't normally think of them as facing temptations.
No, as a child, you face certain temptations. Junior high, you face temptations. You get into teen years, certain temptations. But then when you get into the age of senior saint, I put five things that the senior saint faces, and we call Psalm 71 the senior saint psalm. Because David says, now that I'm old and gray-headed, forsake me not until I have shown you faithful to this generation.
Interesting.
So we may want to talk about these things that I have seen as typical type things.
What do you, when you talk to groups of individuals who are in this age group, what are the things they struggle with?
Well, I listed them from 5 to 1. In other words, the top 5. Okay. Number 5, I put was spiritual retirement. They feel like, well, I've done my thing. I've done my time. And yet in their mind, not only have they physically retired from their work, but there is spiritual retirement and no longer making themselves available.
And they're at the prime of their life spiritually.
Yeah, absolutely. There are people who are fun to be around, new converts,
right,
no matter what the age, because right, they realize they're saved and they're headed for heaven, and you cannot get them discouraged. The other group are those who are in the late years, and they realize very shortly they're going to be with the Lord. It's those of us in the middle that are not always fun to be around.
Yeah, because we're grumpy.
Yeah, we get grumpy. But they really are at the height of their spiritual growth, and they have to be very careful not to throw that away and not forsake what has been good. But it means continual involvement. I need to stay active. You know what we did when I was a youth pastor in Roseville, Michigan? I paired up our senior saint group as prayer partners with kids in the group. I said, take on, here's the list of the youth group. Then take on these kids for your prayer partners. Jot them a note, let them know you're praying for them. Maybe sometime take them out for dinner and just talk to them about life.
Yeah.
What an opportunity.
Sure.
I mean, and these kids never forget that.
Right.
Never forget it. Because we have a generation, some World War II veterans, who, I mean, are heroes.
Oh, yeah.
And people sitting in the church don't know anything about it. I mean, we're in bombers. We're in, hand-to-hand combat.
We had a day last summer where, a Memorial Day, where we honored all the military veterans, and we had several men come, and they were World War II vets, and one man had literally flown, I don't know how many missions. He'd been under enemy fire, and very few people in our church knew that. And I saw all of a sudden a new respect.
You see that because you think, you see a person who's a little bit older, you think, well, you know, poor thing. No, that guy or that lady has something to tell me. I tell you, I feel humbled when I get around older senior saints who have been just excellent in their life and in their character and how we need to hear from them in our churches. Number 4, I put inflexibility. There's a temptation to become inflexible and bullheaded.
Well, that comes when you hit 40, I think.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Early, I got an early on stage ever.
Then you got a downhill from there. And we have a tendency to say, when I was your age, and this generation doesn't really understand Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 10, when I considered the days of old.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there is a lot to learn from the generation, but you cannot be inflexible and say, why would we need a screen to drop down from the ceiling, why would we need this fancy? And I'm that way. Technology? No, I'd just sooner not have one single thing of technology. But I cannot let my spirit affect this generation.
You have a theology of cell phones. It's very interesting.
Yeah, right. And if we had a cell phone throw, I would be gold medal winner. And you look at people have to change. And then number 3, I put feelings of regret. One of the temptations, they get older, why didn't I do so-and-so?
Uh-huh.
Forget that which is past. Key to success, no matter what your age, forget the past. That's a bad memory and good vision. Look to the future. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's not a thing you can do about it. So you live today from this day on. I talked to one guy, very successful pastor, church planter, and yet he was getting in his mid-60s. He said, I feel like I've done absolutely nothing. He wanted to start learning languages, which is a good idea to keep your mind fresh. But yet the guy planted over 30 churches, and yet there's that, did I do the wrong thing with my life?
Sure.
And then number two, a critical spirit, big temptation. And sometimes it intensifies. If I develop a discontent, that temptation intensifies, where I become very critical of this generation. I become very critical of what's going on, critical of church decisions, and critical of leadership. And so you end up with a kind of a negative mentality. And consequently, when that discontentment begins to show, there's a loss of influence.
Right.
The very thing we need from that senior saint is lost, because people then begin to back away. And rather than appreciate, there is almost a distance because of a loss of influence. And then number one is worry.
Yeah.
They begin to worry.
On a fixed income, hearing all the things that are going on.
Health worries, kids. You know, you worried with your kids, now their grandkids. Now you're worrying about their great-grandkids.
Sure.
The same God who was on the throne when you were young is still on the throne when your great-grandkids are young. That's what I like about Psalm 71, and I like to summarize this as we close. David said in Psalm 71:9, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. There is no need to worry. This is a great promise here. Verse 17, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Well, what passage is there? No need for worry. But there is a temptation of great anxiety as we get older. The passages that we claim are, as young people, we need to claim as older people. But there needs to be a greater realization.
Well, thank you for listening today. You can contact us at the address given here at the end of the broadcast in just a moment. We are offering this month, for those that send a donation in of $10 or more, a copy of Dr. Les Olala's pamphlet entitled Developing a Biblical Worldview, which will be the foundational text for his worldview camp that he and his son, Dr. Jim Bennett, will be hosting a little bit later on this summer. Again, thank you for listening, and we look forward to the next broadcast together.